Hello, everybody. Welcome to Big League Fishing.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. That's all I got to say.
Hey, we got any music today?
Liar,
liar,
liar.
Three Dog Night, liar. Can you put that on there?
You better get a fire extinguisher and put it at your britches.
Let me tell you, welcome to Big League Fishing. Doug Flint, Keith Munson here today, along with Josh Toptas in the studio. What are you on me for? Why are you getting on me?
Because I haven't been fishing in a while.
Haven't you been fishing in a while?
Because I've been doing a lot of things.
Like, I mean, what?
Like family activities. And so I'm thinking any minute now I'm going to get a call, because it was beautiful Sunday.
It was beautiful.
So I'm waiting for my phone call, and then I get one. You know, you said call me. You said I'll call you. I'm going fishing, I'll call you. I didn't know you meant the next day.
So what you're saying is... Oh, yeah, he's getting on me. It's a great song right here. I think it ought to be called...
If the shoe fits is all I got to say.
Little Three Dog Night action coming here, because my partner, Keith Munson, has called me a bad name.
Liar. Fibber. Liar, liar, fibber, fibber.
No, it's just I got wrapped up in some stuff and didn't know I was going. Then all of a sudden I was there.
Hey. Do you expect me to believe
Hold
that?
Hold it. Wait a minute. Listen to this right. We're going to have it right here. To say...
Doug Flynn. Doug Flynn. Doug Flynn.
I did happen to put those out. If you're following me on Twitter, they happen to be there. Did you put those, by the way, on our webpage?
No, send them to me again. I don't know what happened to them.
Sure you do. Yeah. How come you never lose yours, but you always lose mine?
I've got one of you, but it wasn't a very good one. Send me one with
a couple
two.
Of nice
they
pictures.
They were nice, yeah. They were nice.
All right, I'm going to tell you how it happened. Okay? I went down there.
Have you got any violin music? That's why.
No, I happened to go to church on because I had some stuff going on, so I went to church on Saturday night, right? Mm-hmm. And I got up the next day, and I was sitting there talking to my lovely bride, and she said, "Don't you have anything to do today?" And I said, "I think I'd like to go fishing." She said, "Well, won't you run down to the lake a little while?" Well, I didn't know if there was any gas in the boat, so I need to go check on the boat is what I had to do.
This gets worse.
When I got down there, there was a lot of water, and I said, turn on the bilge pump and had to let the water get out. And then it's like the boat was sort of drifting away from the boat dock over to this point. Are you with me?
Josh, have you got any Kleenexes?
And then all of a sudden, I found a pole at the bottom of the boat. I picked it up and I casted it.
And once you got a bite, you wasn't about to call me, was you?
I beg your pardon?
You were getting bites and you were saying, I wish Keith was here, jerk.
I never called you a jerk. You know, it's funny because I did. I had a limit just in no time.
Oh, I know. They were nice fish, too. They really were. I would have loved to have gone, but that's okay. You know.
Seriously, you could have gone Sunday?
Well, sure.
I thought you had big doings going on, like party, Super Bowl party, and all that stuff.
Never. Never do I Super Bowl party.
Well,
I watched it, but I didn't go.
Actually, as you well know, because it was well documented last week on our show, what I was going to do this past week, I went and saw Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia.
How did that go?
It was pretty good. Because my buddy David Malachowski was in it. But we had a cool time because one night when he first got into town, we went over to my good friend Greg Austin, who was singing at Wines on Vine. And we went over and had dinner. Excellent food.
That's neat.
And then also got up and sang with him.
Good deal.
And then
you got to sing with him?
How about this? Well, I tried. I didn't know David sang. David is an unbelievable guitar player. He's played with Savoy Brown, Shania Twain, Commander Cody and the Lost Planet All-Stars.
Oh, really?
As well as Greg Austin. So we got up and started singing some songs, and man, it was really cool from about 8 to 10 one night. Then the next night, he played in Mamma Mia, and we went and saw that, and he was the lead guitar player in that. So it was pretty cool. And then I went and picked him up, and he came over and enjoyed a nice evening with us at the Super
Bowl. I kind of like plays like that. I mean, I'll do it a lot, but
I like musicals.
Yeah, I like that. It was pretty fun, you know, that kind of stuff.
So we had a good time. But,
you had a better time Sunday when you was fishing, and you knew I wasn't, and you was catching them, and you knew I
What's your mother's name now?
So the next time we go, I'm going to catch them all. I'm not going to give you...
You promise?
I'm not going to give you any... You know how I leave you a log or a stump or a treetop?
You know what's amazing? Because I thought I'd catch them on a jerkbait.
Uh-huh.
But I threw the jerkbait out there.
It was. There was a jerk throwing it.
And I didn't catch none on a jerkbait. So I decided that I... And it was really windy that day. I don't know if you remember or not, but Sunday was really windy.
Yeah, it was pretty windy.
So I took my 3/8 jig off, and I put me on a half-ouncer.
Half-ounce. D&L?
Of course, D&L.
And they're great jigs.
Threw me a half-ounce D&L. Fired it out on a little place, and I thought I got hung, and I popped it over whatever was in the water. Bam! One hit it.
Dang it.
Whew. Set the hook, and that was the bigger one.
Ooh. It was about, what, 5 pounder?
It's close to five.
It's a nice one.
Yeah, I didn't weigh it. It was close to five. I just took a picture and let him go.
Since you didn't weigh it, it was probably six.
But the spot, the very next cast, came across that same obstruction. It got hung, kind of worked it off. Boom, as soon as it popped off, got slack.
Oh,
pulled it and caught that big spot.
You're making me want to go right now.
You know, there's no doubt in my mind you can't catch fish right now anywhere.
I can't. That's for sure. I can't catch fish anywhere.
And then I caught a couple other. I had a limit in, you know, probably an hour.
Golly. No, stay in the creek, I'm sure.
Stayed in the creek.
Pretty water, not too colored up. Had a little color.
Well, I'll tell you what I did. I ran down the other way where the water color had was a little darker.
Cleared
didn't
up.
Get a bite.
Yeah.
And just as I got to the point where it changed, wasn't all the way out of the creek, but it started coming back out of the creek.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I got to the point where the water changed, bam.
I've heard some good reports down in Harrington. I've heard they were biting pretty good.
Hey, it's going to be a good, good day today. The fish is biting, the boat show's going on, and I'm here with my two buddies. More when we come back on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mark Menendez with you. Big League Fishing, Keith and Doug. Keith's going to throw a fishing pole. Doug's probably going to throw a baseball. They're a lot of fun. You're going to learn a lot about our sport here on Big League Fishing.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hey, we're back with Big League Fishing. Josh, how you doing today, bud? Haven't said hello to you. You doing all right?
I'm doing good.
Josh has got like a lot on his mind. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah, he has. He's busy.
I mean,
yeah. He's busy. When are we going to get to come over to the man cave?
Whenever you want.
All right, we'll come over tonight after the show's over.
Okay.
Just a few more minutes.
All right.
That'll be good. Big League Fishing, Doug Flynn, Keith Munson here today. And today is the third day of the boat show, which started Thursday.
Yes.
So there's hopefully going to be a lot
of
people.
Thursday's not a very busy day, and Friday's a little bit busier, and Saturday it really comes into play. And
that's when we'll
Sunday's
be
usually
there.
A nice day, too. I will be there Sunday as well with Pittsburgh Marine, so David and Jimmy Oliver and that bunch. And
that's right. How's Jimmy doing,
Jimmy,
by the way?
I think he's doing okay. I don't know if he'll be at the boat show. I haven't talked to him lately, but I think he's doing good, and we'll keep praying for him.
Well, let me just tell you this. My dad has had another accident. Dad,
oh,
coming.
No. What
yeah,
happened?
He fell again and busted another vertebrae.
Did he
cracked
really?
His back, so he got a bunch
is he in
of
the hospital again?
Back in the hospital.
Well,
so.
I did not know that.
Bobby Flynn, dad gummit. The only way we're going to be able to keep him down, I think, is to handcuff him.
It's going to take straps.
It is going to take straps. Get well, Pop. Dadgummit. And then I lost Bernie Stowe, a very good friend of mine and all of the Cincinnati Reds fans. He passed away, 82, I think.
82.
And his sons, Mark and Rick, run the visiting.
A living legend.
A living legend, that's right. So I'll be going up there tomorrow to the visitation. They're going to have a lot of the visitation, I think, is from 3 to 7, but all the former players are going to kind of meet up there at 2 o'clock. And yeah.
That'd be good.
Golly, you know.
I think he'd been there since, what, like 1940 60
something? 60-something years. Yeah. 67
years.
Just
incredible. Yes, he was living, breathing Reds baseball.
He was as much a part of our Big Red Machine as anybody.
Right.
Now, I want you all can see this. People sitting at home on TV, you can't. But I got a postcard here, and on this postcard is a picture of all the guys that we've lost that have come through fantasy camp. Last several years, Bernie being one of them. But when I look on here, there's Brad Leslie, Ryan Friel, Rick Mailer, Jimmy Stewart, Joe Nuxall, Pedro Bourbon.
Pedro Bourbon passed away?
Eddie Milner, Ed Bailey, Roy McMillan.
That Friel was such an unexpected one, too.
Oh, yeah, that's a very sad deal, yeah. Josh. He had a lot of stuff, a lot of demons in there. And, you know, as I start getting older, I mean, I am really appreciating things. And if I get to the point where people say, you don't look like your heart's in it, well, maybe I'm just taking a little time and savoring it a little bit. That's why, I tell you, I ran down the lake the other day, checked on the boat. What I do know
Didn't call your buddy and went fishing. Did I add that? I can add that, can't I?
See, you know, that was a payback. That was a payback for the day that I left for Arizona, and you and Dinsmore kept sending me all those pictures of fish.
But I asked you to go that day, and you said I can't.
No, you knew exactly where I was going.
Whoops.
Hey, we got a lot of making up to do.
Yes, we do. We'll do it because making up is fun.
That's right. And I want to do that. I'm kind of anxious to get started, get back out on the lake. By the way, is there any tournaments coming up here soon?
They're having a Lake Cumberland is putting on a tournament circuit. I forget the name of it. I'll find it for the next break. But
it's a circuit?
It's a little circuit. Starts March the 5th at a Pumpkin Creek ramp there at the Lake Cumberland.
Where are we going to be?
Probably right there, March 5th. Are you around March the 5th?
Yes, I am.
Okay. We're on. We're
in. I put that in my book.
I think they're guaranteeing $2,000 each tournament. There's like
every
five
tournament?
Or six of them. If I read it correctly.
What's the entry fee?
I'm not sure.
Out of Conley Bottom?
Out of Conley Bottom. I think they're paying one for every seven spots.
Wow.
So, you know, it sounds like a pretty good little tournament circuit.
You know, I did the other day, and if you'd have seen it, you'd have laughed, but it hurt. I pulled the rope on my trolling motor and it broke.
No, I would not have laughed.
Yeah, you would have. I pulled that thing and had it about halfway up out of the water. It's not like yours where it's just you pull it and it just
got the lift assist.
Got the lift assist. Mine had to lift the throw because I pulled, it broke, and I went sprawling back across. I thought I broke my ribs. And there was people up there, and I heard
called karma. Have you ever heard of karma, Josh?
I gave myself a black eye one time with a push mower.
My name is Earl.
I'm not even kidding. I was ripping that push mower.
So you know.
And it came back right into my eye. I had a black eye.
Oh, my goodness.
People would say, who you got in a fight with? I was like, myself.
See, I did the same thing you're talking about. You know, I really, because you just naturally, you got to pop it a little bit.
You
got to
pop it. That's right.
And I did that, and it broke, and I went sprawling back. I landed on my windshield. And I'm like you. I thought, you know, it takes all the breath out of you for a minute. But
when I hit around the side, I thought, all right, Dad's got broken ribs. Now I got broken ribs.
I'll laugh at yours. I'm not going to laugh at his.
But, I was okay. So, hey, you know what's coming up here pretty soon? Bassmaster Classic.
It is right around the corner. Yes, it is.
And next week, our guest is going to be Mike Iaconelli.
Okay.
Talked to him today. He said he's got some stuff going on, but he said, I'll come on next week and I'll tell you what my game plan
is. Sounds like good.
So they're going to fish Grand Lake
and
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, yeah. And they fished that a few years ago, and I think our buddy Cliff Pace won that. With a jig. So, and the weather's been a little different. You know, it hadn't hardly been as cold. Remember, we had a really hard, cold winter that year. Grand Lake is known for its jerkbait fishing and its jig fishing, and it should play right into a lot of these guys' hands. You know, well, it got really cold, if you remember, out there.
Yeah, that's right. And I remember Cliff won it on a jerkbait. And a jig.
Jerk bait and a big football jig, if I'm not mistaken. Because that's his
Let's talk thing. About that a little bit. Now's the time. It seems like the only time I throw a football head jig is when I go down to Cumberland.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that I don't throw it anyplace else, because when I'm in Harrington, I seem to throw a regular casting jig. What are the biggest differences, and why would I throw one over the other?
Most of the time when you got a football jig, I like to drag it more. You want a football jig constantly on the bottom. You know, the regular like the DNL jigs we use. We use them more to kind of pop them off the ball, make them swim a little bit sometimes and that sort of thing. Football jig is almost all the time dragging it real slow across the bottom. It kind of rolls up.
It's so you're not taking your rod tip up and down. You're more just
almost sideways.
Sideways,
really.
Yeah.
And I use I don't use football jig a lot this time of year, but I do. Cumberland, you don't hang up as much either. You know,
Harrington,
you got a lot of rocks. Football jig will hang in rocks worse than anything.
Harrington's tough for that.
Harrington's got a lot of rock. But
you know, wouldn't you like to have a penny for every sinker you've lost at Harrington Lake?
I would be a rich man. But usually football, most of the time I use mine on drops. I like to throw them on ledges and stuff. That's what I use football jigs for mostly. But, I mean, they're great all the time. I mean,
I'm thinking right now because the fish I caught were obviously on the bottom the other day that I may have been.
How deep were these fish?
12, 15.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I've talked to 10 to 15 foot deep. So,
and
that's awesome. That's great.
Yeah, I mean, it was just.
And those are nice fish. I will post them on our Facebook page for you if you'll send them to me.
I will send them over to you. I mean,
them right
they
on.
Drilled it too. Just
can I call you a liar? No, would it hurt your feelings if I called you the liar?
Not a bit. Not a bit. As long as you just put my picture up there.
Okay.
Because the one thing I ain't lying about is that picture.
Okay. So look at these two fish I caught and let Doug hold.
That'd
now
right.
Who's the liar?
You can do that if you want to.
I don't
want to
do that because I'm afraid my trolling will string a break.
All right, what about Saturday? What'd you do Saturday? How's your basketball team doing?
Basketball team's come along. We got beaten overtime.
What time is your game?
We play at 9:30 in the morning or 10:30.
Every day's 9:30.
Yeah, it's either 9:30 or 10:30. And there's one really good team. Danville Christian Academy's got a really nice team, and they play really good. They beat us pretty bad, but the other games we've played, we've won or we've got beat. The most we got beat by is 4 points other than that one team. Got beaten overtime by one. Got beat in regulation by one. Got beaten in another overtime game by two. So we're competing. You know, they've got a lot to
learn. How's little Bailey? She got some talent.
Bailey's doing okay. She's just a small, but her strength, and she's getting the knowledge of the game. So I'm really proud of my girls. I really am. I mean, I got tickled because we set up, sometimes we've got little plays. We run under the basket. You know, you run a little box play, and you either screen up or screen across. And the other day, the girl got on the block, and she was wide open. And they said, break. And she went on and cut, you know, and set the good screen like she was supposed to. But if she just
set
stood still.
Right there.
So I said, next time you're open, just say, give me the ball, please.
But, you know, that you watch that in a lot of young freshmen that come into, like, the University of Kentucky or other programs, and they're trying to learn something so much that they're not playing basketball. They're too busy thinking about it. And once they get it, you know, that's why if you stay here more than 1 year, you figure, well, you got a good shot to – But good night. They got some good looking young players.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
I'm impressed with. I love Murray. He can play. Tyler Euless. Good night.
I don't think anybody can guard him. You know,
he can beat anybody off the first dribble.
I mean, he'll go full speed, stop, and back up before the guy even think. Oh, he just stopped.
Yeah,
you know, he's already back. Two.
How tall is he? Was he 5'9"?
5'10"? 5'10", and not very big.
God, but he's not afraid to go inside either.
He'll take it right in. He'll bank off the top of the backboard if he has to. You know, he's really good. I'm impressed with him.
All right. Well, I am. Believe it or not, I haven't put any line on in probably since Sunday. And I mean, I feel really good about going. I can't wait to go fishing. I would love to go this weekend. I don't know what the weather's going to be like. I don't care how cold it is. I think you can catch fish everywhere.
You can. You can. I think any lake, I've heard good reports from Laurel Lake. So, you know, the lakes that, of course, this last little spell has gotten pretty chilly. So it probably slow them down a little
bit. Let me ask you a question.
Okay, ask me.
Okay. I was watching 2015 Bassmasters Classic.
Uh-huh.
Casey Ashley wins.
Uh-huh.
Throwing that
fish head spin
uh-huh. with a little
zoom junior fluke.
Yeah, it wasn't a junior swim bait. It was a junior fluke.
Yeah, it wasn't swim fluke.
He's throwing that and watch it. Would that technique work on a lake like Harrington?
Yes, it will.
Why are people not doing it then?
Because I hit jigs and stuff, and plus, we just don't throw it enough. But you would catch fish. I've caught fish on it on Lake Cumberland. I've caught them on Dale Hall a lot more.
How do you fish it?
It's throw it out. I usually just throw it out off these long tapered points coming up the banks. I don't like just so much on a straight bank. I like it to be like in a ditch in a pocket or something.
He was catching his in a ditch, I think.
And Lake Hartwell where they fish, it's notorious. There's little ditches everywhere, and you know, you'll get it in a big wide open area, and it'd be 16, 18 foot deep, and then in the ditch itself it'd be 24, 25, so the fish would congregate more there. But Lake Cumberland's got a lot of good ones, and beaver and otter and Indian and wolf and all these. And you can get right in the center of these little small pockets and throw it right in the center of that right now and let it hit bottom, pick it up, and just start reeling it real slow. It's got a small spinner on the bottom. Mm-hmm. You don't have to add any action.
So all you do
it.
Is just get it moving. After Cast it hits the bottom, reel. Get it moving, and then
maybe stop it
slow
every once
in
a while, let it come back down, hit bottom,
okay.
Then grill it back in real slow. And hang on.
Good night. He had him.
It is fun. I mean, I've done it quite a bit, and I've used it more in the jumps.
Really?
You know, you can use it in the jumps.
Just throw it underneath, let it drop down
yeah,
a little bit, and start
it and keep it coming. Yeah.
Well, when we come back, I'm going to tell you a story about how I fished it once before.
Okay.
You might not know about this.
I don't.
This could be our S&S Tire Did You Know Tip of the Week. More when we return on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
This is Boudreaux Mead from South Louisiana, and I'm teaching them boys from Big League Fishing everything I know, and hopefully they'll be right back.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. Are you tired of your cable company? Well, get rid of them. Get DirecTV from Impact Satellite. I've been thinking about getting DirecTV, but I didn't want to get it from a website, and I like doing business with a local person. Then I found Impact Satellite, Central Kentucky's premier local DirecTV dealer. They helped me choose the best package and equipment for me and scheduled a day and time for my installation. The installer was on time. I didn't have to wait 4 hours and wonder if they were going to get there or not. Do you want TV service in your business? They can take care of that, too. The DirecTV experts at Impact Satellite will put together the best plan for your business, and the service is great. Do what I did. Get rid of your cable company and get DirecTV from Impact Satellite, the area's premier local DirecTV dealer. Call Impact Satellite at 502-867-0157. That's 502-867-0157. Or visit the showroom in Georgetown at 104 Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber. Impact Satellite. Tell them Doug Flynn sent you and save an extra $10 per month for the first 10 months.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub, or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Brantley Gilbert?
Yeah, man, that's me.
You're the best thing to hit country music in a while, man.
I appreciate it, brother, but I'm actually about to go on stage in a sec. Hold up. Is that a Diet Mountain Dew?
Yeah, it's got a great kick.
Yeah, that bold citrus taste.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know you got a show to go do, so, you know.
It doesn't taste like other diets,
man. Hey, well, good luck out there.
Man, I love the taste of Diet Dew.
Brantley, you're on.
Man, I'll give you anything for it.
Seriously?
Anything.
Anything?
Welcome to the home of the hillbilly. Yeah, baby, there's...
Hope it was worth ruining your concert for.
Every sip.
Diet Mountain Dew. Yeah, it tastes that good.
Back here on Big League Fishing with Doug Flynn, Keith Munson, and Josh Topless. Josh,
yes,
how's
sir.
Married life, by the way?
Married life is pretty good.
I mean, how's camping life?
Camping life is non-existent. but it will be. I usually get start hitting it in the spring, so I've got that kind of, I've got that bite on me right now.
And don't be confused, folks, because that's when it will be the Josh Toftness camping show with a few highlights from Big League Fishing.
I've been reading over winter break Into the Woods. It's a book about hiking the Appalachian Trail, and it's really getting me in for it. I'm excited.
Now, let me ask you a question, because Keith and I will sit at home occasionally and watch a fishing show or two. What's wrong? Can't hear you?
I can't hear myself. Thanks.
You're gone. This is what a blessing. I've been praying for this, and he's not here.
I can't.
There. Uh-oh. Here he comes.
No, you're not there.
There. Here he comes. Here he comes.
Golly. Here he comes. Back on. Come on, Josh.
Hi, liar.
So you know, that tin can and string that we got, it's a little bit fragile.
I told you, you can't use fluorescence. You got to use monofilament on that can.
That's always better, isn't it? Always.
So, but we watch fishing shows, right?
A lot. Yes, we watch fishing shows a lot.
Do you watch camping shows, getting ready to go camping?
Not camping shows.
Survival or anything?
What I do is I do go on YouTube and I pick out certain lessons and things like that to learn about. I'll type in a question, you know, if I'm going cold weather camping, cold weather tips, you know, things like that.
Like how to start a fire.
That's what I'll type in. Yeah.
I think I've
got that one covered, but.
About the bees.
I hope I do. The bees are still. Yeah, they're still haunting me. Matter of fact, I think I've only been back like once since then, honestly.
I think you've only been once since then, too.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's been a little bit rough. The Gorge, she loves you and she hates you sometimes.
The Gorge has been taking a few people.
Yeah, there was somebody just here the last little bit. I heard had a bad accident.
You be careful. We don't want you going nowhere.
I always am. I always am.
The other day when I fell in the boat, I was thinking how fragile things are where just pulling on that rope, boom. I had my life jacket on, though.
Yeah.
Oh, when I'm not.
Keep your life jacket on. I recommend getting those little, like you have, the little air ones. They say they open up in the water, but I've seen them not. But they got the little string that you pull. But
mine opened up when I got it stuck in a pickup truck one night. Got that yellow cord, pulled it, and it burst right open. But
you might want to invest in a helmet, too, because I see you bumping into things.
He's got a helmet
there.
He's got a helmet.
That is the truth.
Did you bump into something?
Did you see me walking in tonight?
You
didn't see that.
No, I didn't see you hit anything, but I can hear it.
I walked into the building tonight, and there was a pole sitting there that it was probably built in like 1840. I ran right in the middle of it.
It's only been there for the past 100 years.
I know. I
put that there?
I don't know. It jumped right out in front of me, though.
That just ain't right.
I'm saying, and matter of fact, when is it that you start getting your fishing license for like $5?
I think it's now. I think you're there.
I haven't got there yet.
You haven't got there yet.
Because I got to buy my fishing license in November.
Oh.
I mean, excuse me, February. February, yeah, February every Kentucky, you got to buy them.
Yeah, and they're due. Right now it's February. They're due now. And Tennessee license are due now.
We'll probably buy both of them over at the boat show this week.
Yes. Hey, we did last year, didn't we?
Yep.
We can do that again.
Go ahead and get them there. But it's $65, aren't they? $5?
$5. They used to be free.
I know. What happened with that?
I don't know.
Wonder why we couldn't get the Fish and Wildlife to sponsor our show, and they could probably...
They should.
Throw a little... Something over here to
That'd
us.
That'd be something. We'd do them a fine job, I think.
I think we would, too. I mean,
because I'm fishing, you got the wildlife.
And he's got the camping part.
Yeah, I mean, if they could give me a few backwoods camping passes, I would be so happy.
Telling you. Here we go.
All right. If you're out there listening and you got any pool, Governor Bevin, after all, we're the ones that got you elected. I think you need to throw a little something over here.
He was on the show. He was even not even heard of.
Nobody knew about him until he came on Big League Fishing. And look what happened. Took him right to the top.
Get him out here again. It might be president.
All right, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, wintertime fishing is we're lucky here in Kentucky that, for the most part, we don't get real, real nasty, ugly.
We don't ever have the ice over unless you fish a pond or something. But
which really hurts me because I love fishing ponds.
Yes.
But when you're fishing deep lakes and stuff like we do, you can fish all year round and catch fish.
Exactly.
Now, we talked last week. I'm catching them on jigs down in Harrington. I caught them on jerkbaits a little bit in Harrington. Not as good. What about a drop shot at Harrington, which we never do much about?
I think drop shot is something we really need to get into more. I've caught several fish on drop shot this year.
I've seen you wear them out on drop shot.
I've caught a lot of fish on drop shot this year. And if you'll watch the Major League Fishing, a lot of those guys are catching them on drop shot. It's good cold weather. It's good in warm weather.
Last year's Bassmasters Classic guys were catching them on drop shot.
Exactly. They were doing
I mean, guys that never fished a drop shot had to go out there and fish them, like Dean Rojas and, Davey Height was catching them on. But, I mean, a lot of guys what's the young Japanese?
Takahiro.
Takahiro, yeah. He was fishing. And these are guys that are mostly power fishing.
Yeah, he
was
catching them good. I couldn't believe he saw it hit his fish.
He said, I see him down there. I got him. But, you know, but it's and I got thinking the other day, I'd like to go down on the boat dock down at Cane Run and just, because they're always, drop shot. Just
you could do that.
Like guys are fishing for crappie. Do it for bass.
You could do it. It would work.
I may try it because I need to practice it.
We've got a little sidetracked. You said you were going to explain your fish head spin experience.
I did, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
All right. Last year, as you well know, I got excited and was running down the lake and just for 2 or 3 hours at a time and throwing a jerkbait.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to catch.
Never called me, of course, but you was coming down.
No.
Passing
was,
my
I
house
I was fishing
on your
with
there.
My real friends.
Okay.
Which meant I was by myself.
That was going to be my next comment.
Go so ahead. You were working because it got dark at 5, so you were working.
Okay. Okay.
I might be saved by the bell on this one. So I was going down, and last year I was fishing jerkbait, and I was catching some nice big fish. Matter of fact, had the biggest fish on I've ever had at Harrington Lake.
I remember you told me that.
And he got off because I thought it was a drum.
Uh-huh.
And when he came and went under the boat, stay tuned. We'll be back with more Big League Fishing in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Hey folks, this is Doug Flynn, and I want to talk to you about Sutherland Chevrolet. You know, I'm pretty particular about what I drive. I stopped by, got the best service that I have ever received, and got me a brand new old pickup truck. It is absolutely wonderful. I've only taken it back once, and the service was incredible. Hey, if you're in the market for a nice vehicle, whether it be a truck or just a car, see our friends at Sutherland Chevrolet over in Nicholasville. You will not be disappointed.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more, like just the other day. I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Big League Fishing. You know what, Keith? This is a wonderful day.
It is a beautiful
day. Isn't it a great day?
It's a beautiful day.
It's a good day because we woke up.
Show. We woke up. That's exactly right.
All right. Now.
Quit complaining. And
back to my story.
We woke up. Go
Amen.
Ahead. Go ahead.
So I'm down there catching these good fish on a jerkbait. Certain color. And a big bass had the biggest fish on I've ever had on Harrington Lake. I think it's a drum until it comes up and goes underneath the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And it pulls off, and it's a monster largemouth.
Wow.
And I'm guessing, because I've caught some down there probably close to 6, maybe 7 mm-hmm. pounds. Nothing much bigger. This fish was much bigger. I'm guessing it's probably somewhere in 8 to plus.
8 to 9.
Yeah. So I pull up on a couple of spots, and I throw out, and I limit out of my crappie.
I
catch like
that.
Remember that? Caught these big
that.
Crappie on a jerkbait.
Yeah.
Looking for bass. I did that back-to-back times I went down on a point. So I thought, you know, I watched the Bassmasters Classic. I'm going to watch this dude go out there and throw this little fish head thing around. Why not? I've heard it's good.
Yeah.
I fired out. It works. It absolutely works. And I fished it a lot like I would a little George.
Uh-huh.
Except most of the time a little George, I'm bouncing it off the bottom.
Yeah.
Except with this fish head, I'd bounce it a couple of times and I'd slow roll it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I might stop it, pause it. But I tell you what, it's a great cold weather bait.
Yes, it is. Little George is great. Little George is hard to fish like that on Harrington because it will hang in a rock.
Yeah.
Cumberland, you got a little more sandy type banks. You know, you can do that little pea gravel rock and that sort of thing. Yeah. But man, that's fun.
You fished Harrington all your life. What did you normally fish in the wintertime?
Jigs, yeah. Jerk baits. Certain times you catch them on crank baits better than anything. Spoons. Hey, and speaking of spoons, did you watch the Major League Fishing last week?
Oh my goodness,
James Watson.
That was
he's a nut anyway.
Yeah,
you know, but He pulled in there. We were talking. I wonder how many spoons he had them sell last weekend. You know, because nobody fish around the dock. I knew you had some.
No, you saw me. I already had a couple.
Yeah.
So that didn't count.
But you didn't buy any more?
No. Okay. Didn't buy any more. But you remember the one tournament we went to? I had one tied on.
Right.
I never thought about using it
Like he did. That would completely surprise me.
How many slips you think that it looked like he just did in one
he
slip?
He said he had one or two magic slips. In fact, remember at the end of the show he signed the dock.
That's right.
It looked like, every time he had one on, it looked like he was at the same slip. He probably
How many he missed.
Probably a brush pile or something down there. Yeah. And it was kind of neat because he made this observation that as the day went on, they were eating a spoon. You know, at first he lost several. And we've had that happen. We hit him on a jig or a jerk bait and you short hit him, But he said they was getting it better, and they were, because he didn't lose any.
He didn't lose a one.
No.
But he blew the field away.
He's a nut.
Well, there happens to be a guy down on the boat dock that I met the other day that he had probably, I want to say conservatively, 10 to 15 Christmas trees. That he was going to put out.
Did you ask him where he put them?
I know. He's going to tell me.
Oh, okay.
I know where he put several, and I know where he's going to put the other several. And we got to be real quiet about it, because if we're going to fish any Harrington tournaments,
I'm sure we'll be.
This is a place where a lot of people don't know about.
Secret place.
Secret place.
In the water.
In the water. Where we can go.
Catch one.
Can't tell anybody. Because some of our crazy friends listen to the show.
Yeah.
So they might know. Both, hey, we're going to go down to Somerset and do a little thing pretty soon. Waiting on Mike Tartar to get us all fixed up.
Hey, that'd be fun. I'm looking forward to that.
What a good guy.
Fishing's getting ready to start. Buddy, we're only 2 weeks from March now. I mean,
I told him, let's go down and fish. And we're trying to get a date set up. We might have, and I forgot. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Mike. But we're going to get a date and go down where we can sit. And one of our wonderful sponsors at Paul's Discount down there in Somerset, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
We always love going down to fish because we get to see our buddy Greg. Greg Pullen.
Right.
He's down to Cumberland Bass Store.
Bass Pro, yep.
What a good guy.
He is a great guy. Hey, I know. I'm not changing subject, but I want to save a lot of guys a lot of headache. Because this show airs on the 13th of February, which means the 14th is Valentine's Day. When you go to the boat show or you go fishing, pull in and get you a card at least. It's good to get chocolates. Flyers works great. But do not forget that little necessity to give you a few more fishing days on the water.
I got some shopping to do.
Yeah,
you better get after.
What are you, Josh? What are you going to do for your lovely wife of less than a year?
I got some shopping to do. He just reminded me.
What are you going to get?
I don't know. I've got to come up with this. Reminded me.
S&S Tire Tip of the Week saved our own producer.
It did.
It did.
What about that?
The S&S Tire Did You Know Tip of the Week.
Do not forget to get your wife or girlfriend something nice for Valentine's Day, so you can do a little bit more camping, fishing, or boat showing.
That's probably why I'm not camping right now.
We'll help you, buddy. We told you we'd help you when all this started. You take it from Munson. He's got how many years now?
40? 38.
38.
38.
In a week, I'll have 34.
Wow. That's a long time. I always tell my wife, two or four. Two ever and four long. Two long and four ever. I'll get it right here in a minute.
30, that's a lot of years, man.
That is.
So
she deserves some kind of prize.
No kidding. Yeah. Wife looking good, too. Saw her the other day.
Yeah, she's.
Miss Rita.
I've out.
She's a sweetheart.
I've out. Kick my
soon as she learns not to put too much pepper on them hamburgers, we're going to be fine.
Did we ever tell Josh about that?
Yep.
That was the funniest thing, I'm telling you. I mean, instantly, we were teared up, weren't we?
Yeah.
That was great.
But I'd like a rain check on them, though.
She can do it. She can cook now.
And we got to get my little trailer in good shape down there. It needs a bathroom so I can come down and start staying, because I love coming down there. We're going to put in a new walk-in shower and a new toilet, have it ready to go.
Great.
Yep. I love staying on the lake. I'd live on the lake in a heartbeat if I could.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I like it down there. My parents, of course, both of them lived down there, and I grew up down there. Didn't grow up there, but after I got to be a teenager, we moved down there. And, oh, man, I wouldn't change it for anything.
You know, why did Harrington get such a bad reputation?
I don't know what you mean.
As far as people say, it's a dead sea and you can't catch fish there.
I don't know. You know, there's always a little period in August that seems like you can't catch them or you don't catch them as good, but there's plenty of fish in there. Whether you're bass fishing, striper fishing, hybrid fishing is great at night under the lights.
Yeah.
Bass fishing, you have to change and fish more at nighttime.
Which is all right.
Right. But the bluegill is outstanding. You can catch some nice bluegill down there. The crappie has really come on the last few years. It's got some excellent catfish.
Go on the webpage.
Harrington is
and check us out and you'll see a picture of a couple of nice little fish that were just caught Sunday.
Yeah, big league fishing.
That's right. Big league fish. It's some good fish.
And
that one's probably close to 5 pounds. It was a dandy.
Yeah. And notice the guy that's holding them. If he's smiling, he's probably lying. So just remember that.
Do you happen to be holding them?
And you happen to be agreeing with him too.
I'm just asking. I'm inquiring.
I have a witness.
I'm curious.
Or two. We try to get these one people to take a picture of it, and they wouldn't do it. We ain't got no camera. These one people. And I got my phone. You can take it on my phone. No, I don't think I know how to do that.
So they didn't want to call nobody, did they?
I had Dan the Doc Man come down and take my picture.
Did you really?
Yes, sir.
I know who you're talking about.
Yep.
In fact, I was down at Mom's this past fall raking leaves, and he come walking through there, and I mowing back and forth, and he stopped. He said, "Do you mind if I walk across here?" I said, "Well, not at all."
He's a good guy.
I said, "Not at all."
He's a big Reds fan, too. Yeah. Dan, I know you listen to us every week.
He told me that.
You are a good man, buddy.
He said, "Do you mind if I walk across?" I said, "Heck no." He said, "Hey, tell Doug I said hi. Dan the Doc."
Hey, by the way, Tiara got in touch, wanted to know if we do a little get together for the conservation thing, and she gave me a date. I'll give it to you.
I would love to.
So we go down because we love our Harrington Lake. We love to protect it too.
Yep. And they got the Harrington Lake Conservation Club has done a good job down there.
They have
raising money. In fact, I said I was going to post those pictures, and I haven't yet. But that's a lot of the pictures that are on their calendars and stuff. So it's pretty neat. But they do a good job with that down there.
Well, you need to put those on there and take care of all the lake. We need to take care of our lake. That is our lake.
Yes, it is.
I mean, I can be there. I live in Lexington, but I can be there in 25 minutes.
Yep.
And as soon as they get Kennedy's fixed, we'll be... When are they going to be ready, by the way?
I think they're starting on here in the next few weeks, and then I don't think they're going to... They're not rebuilding it. I think they're just repairing it for right now, so it shouldn't be down too long. A couple more. Should be by the middle of summer.
I thought they were going to rebuild it.
Well, I had heard that, but I don't think that's the plans right now.
Well, it's like built in 19, what, 20s?
26, I think, or 27, something. Yeah. How old were you then? I don't...
Well, my parents were born in 27.
Yes.
They tell stories of their friends that used to fly planes underneath it.
Really?
When the water was down.
Sure.
Yeah. And they also told stories of when they used to dive off of it.
Yes, I've heard that too. I've seen some people dive off of it.
So that's pretty scary.
Yes, it is.
All right, I know I'm going to spring training here in another month or so. I'm going to do 5 games on the radio.
With the Reds?
Yep.
Of course.
I don't know if I'm going to do any more. But we've run out of time with this show.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Josh over there giving us the signs?
Yeah. Look like a bunter hit and run. I'm not sure. But
okay.
We're going to. Okay. So, we got plenty of fishing going on. We'll be at the boat show this week.
Yeah, come
out and see us.
You. I'd love to see you.
Won't miss us. You going to wear your fishing shirt?
I might as well. You can wear yours.
Well, yeah.
I'll wear mine if you wear yours.
I'm wearing it.
Okay, I'll wear mine.
Have it on there.
Okay.
Josh, you going to come see us?
What time? Where? When?
We'll be over there all day Saturday. I'll be there around
I'll be there about 10 o'clock Saturday. Keith will get there about
10 o'clock Saturday.
I'll be around there. It'd be noon or so before I can get there.
There's a lot of things I'm going to buy from it.
So I should come by about noon 30.
Noon 30 would be good.
All right.
One would probably
be better. I'll make an appearance. So that means that everybody that's listening, the most important person, will be there at noon 30.
He's right.
I want you guys to know.
We'll be there, won't we?
He's amazing, isn't he?
He is
amazing.
Here, I gave him
I was going to buy him a Diet Mountain Dew, but
I gave him
Josh Toftness,
and that's how we get treated.
The Man Cave Sports Podcast and
I didn't hear
Big League Camping.
What was that again?
The Man Cave Sports Podcast, searchable on iTunes.
That's what you said.
You guys are going to be searchable on iTunes soon.
Well, let's go.
Are you excited
what are you
about that?
On? No, not until
well,
you get
here's
it up.
What I was waiting on. I'll tell you.
Let's go.
We had some formatting issues with the picture and such that Keith and I were fighting through all week, and I just got it done, so I've got it submitted to iTunes, so it's up to them right now. They've got to approve it, and once they approve it, we'll be up.
It's done, man.
And all you got to do
how could they not approve it?
Is type into your podcast, type in Big League Fishing,
or WLXG, either one, and it's going to bring you guys up. And if they type in WLXG, it'll also bring up the Man Cave Sports Podcast. Hello. So you get two for one.
Hello.
I love it.
And once again, living off of our coattails. Folks, we hope you had a great day and have a great weekend. And if we happen to miss you on the radio, by golly, we will catch you somewheres on the water or at the boat show. For Doug and Keith and Josh, Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Brantley. Brantley Gilbert?
Yeah, man, that's me.
You're the best thing to hit country music in a while, man.
I appreciate it, brother, but I'm actually about to go on stage in a sec. Hold up. Is that a Diet Mountain Dew?
Yeah, it's got a great kick.
Yeah, that bold citrus taste.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know you got a show to go do, so.
It doesn't taste like other diets,
man. Hey, well, good luck out there.
Man, I love the taste of Diet Dew.
Brantley, you're on.
Man, I'll give you anything for it.
Seriously?
Anything.
Anything?
Welcome to the home of the hillbilly. Yeah, baby, there's...
Hope it was worth ruining your concert for.
Every sip.
Diet Mountain Dew. Yeah, it tastes that good.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. Are you tired of your cable company? Well, get rid of them. Get DirecTV from Impact Satellite. I've been thinking about getting DirecTV, but I didn't want to get it from a website, and I like doing business with a local person. Then I found Impact Satellite, Central Kentucky's premier local DirecTV dealer. They helped me choose the best package and equipment for me and scheduled a day and time for my installation. The installer was on time. I didn't have to wait 4 hours and wonder if they were going to get there or not. Do you want TV service in your business? They can take care of that, too. The DirecTV experts at Impact Satellite will put together the best plan for your business, and the service is great. Do what I did. Get rid of your cable company and get DirecTV from Impact Satellite, the area's premier local DirecTV dealer. Call Impact Satellite at 502-867-0157. That's 502-867-0157. Or visit the showroom in Georgetown at 104 Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber. Impact Satellite. Tell them Doug Flynn sent you and save an extra $10 per month for the first 10 months.